So we need to have...
We need a coffee.
Right, now, is Shanna able to... Is she here today?
Yes.
Yeah. Can we sign it upstairs after everything and then get to you?
Yeah, upstairs. Make sure I get a coffee before
I go. Okay.
Then you don't leave without that copy.
University of Missouri Extension Update.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Willa Williams. I'm with University of Missouri Extension here in Taney County. And you have some of our reaching out reports, our monthly reports in front of you. Just to give you a synopsis, we're still doing a lot of virtual programs. Not that we don't want to do in person, but, you know, we still have a problem finding spaces big enough for people to social distance. The biggest thing going on right now is preparing for VITA. We're doing VITA a little bit different, where we're trying to make sure our volunteers don't see as many people in the public, so they're doing a drop-off system this year, if I understand that right. So they come in, they drop off their materials, we give them to the volunteers to do, and then the coordinator meets with them and goes over everything. So still the same service. Hopefully we'll increase numbers, but we do want to protect those people who are volunteering for this to do taxes. Another big highlight is that Barb Beck, if you guys know her, she's a nutrition program associate. She's retiring at the end of the month. I know. Isn't that something? So, you know, her husband works with Branson Schools, and I think he's, you know, also retiring. If he hasn't already by the in the next semester, I might be wrong, but it's just a good time for her to do that. And we'll all miss her a whole lot. I don't know if you remember, I've talked about the numbers that Barb generates, the number of people that Barb sees, that she works in the school. She was a reading specialist in the schools before she became our nutrition person. So she just knows everybody and reaches so many kids. And even now, when she couldn't get into the schools, she was working at all the food pantries. So making sure people had good nutrition out there, signing them up for the SNAP program. So we'll really miss her. She's hired under a national grant, so a nutrition grant. So they're going to replace her position. But it might be until July that we start advertising that or getting someone in. So those are the big highlights. I don't want to go through much more unless you have questions for it, but we appreciate it. We're ready for this new year and anything we can handle. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Board appointments. The Planning and Zoning Board and Park Board.
On the Planning and Zoning Board is by townships, and I think Oliver Township's the only vacancy that we've had for some time, and here we suddenly got three applicants, two that live there, and
See the letter of recommendation for them?
Yes. Everyone's had a chance to go over the applicants. I move to go with the recommendation of Thomas Holman to serve on the Planning Zoning Board from this day for the 4-year term.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Board appointment for Park Board.
I think it's great that we've got people in our community that are willing to step up and serve. It's a non-paying position. On the boards in general. On the Park Board, we had a longtime member who was a very good member that, as he got older, he retired. He was from the Kirbyville area. About a year ago.
We currently have two applicants, is that correct?
Yes. There's no requirements like on P&Z, on townships or anything, but we try to keep it diversified.
Do you have a preference?
Do you know the one that lives in the Kirbyville area? Are you familiar with the one that lives in the Kirbyville area?
I'm not.
I don't know. I know we're interested in the one project, trying to go forward there. In the K Park. Mike, do you know anything about the one applicant?
I don't. I honestly don't.
The only reason I mentioned the Kirkville area, we know that KDOC, we don't have anyone right there close. If the one is living in the Kirkville area, that it would be nice to someone on that park that we sometimes have issues with, and we're also trying to work to improve that park.
I'll make a motion to appoint Ricky Gandy III on the park board.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. That's a 3-year term.
3-year term. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Road petitions.
Good morning. In the packet, we'll have the list of roads we're going to be talking about today and the road reviews in the folder should be in order of the way we're going to talk about it. The first group of